I think the biggest thing, just at least in the linebacker room, you know, there's a good amount of new faces, and there's not a ton of us right now, but just trying to get connected on a deeper level than we've been before, just trying to really develop some authenticity to the style that we want to put out there and develop, you know, a bond where we're all tight and pushing each other. And, you know, none of us are afraid of criticism from our teammate. You know, that kind of relationship where we can push each other day in and day out.
Coach, Robert talked about the Navy SEAL that was here to visit with the team. What did you take away from that visit?
A lot of things. You know, they touched on all kinds of aspects. I think the biggest thing that came through was, you know, the communication within teammates. You know, a lot of the stuff that they touched on, everybody's got to be on the same page. And if somebody's not, you know, you better get them on that page because, you know, this team is moving in a direction and we need everybody on board.
Your take on the draft picks. They drafted at your spot and you got a safety there too. Mm-hmm. How do you all you have your analysis of the new guys you all brought in?
I'm excited for them to get here. I know I think they're coming towards the end of the week and I'm just excited to get, you know, the linebackers, those guys in our room and like I touched on earlier about that bond that we're trying to develop. You know, they're going to be a part of that. So just looking forward to that getting started with those fellas.
Courtney, have you met him? What's his, mode and how have you all, started bonding?
He's not so much. I mean, I've met him. Yeah, we're training every day. But, the thing that jumps out is, you know, he's a big, strong dude. You know, he's going to help us out there.
Having Spoon back in the room, what's that been like?
It's cool, man. Spoon, you know. All you guys know who he is. He's, you know, an awesome guy to be around. You know, brings, you know, tremendous energy to meetings, to the field, to just the locker room. So, you know, being next to him, just like a couple years ago, you know, it's just, you know, same old Spoon.
You guys made a big jump last year to 16th in the league. I guess the coach said third down numbers weren't that great, but how can y'all continue to improve for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I don't really know any of the numbers, but I know there's things that we can do a lot better, and there's aspects of our game that, you know, we're trying to fix things we might have taught differently last year or things where we can think, you know, you can play certain stuff a little better, you know, give yourself an advantage. And so right now, you know, that's kind of the stuff that we're going through.
You talked a lot about, you know, the game changing defensively to where you all and a lot of teams around the league are in nickel, you know, 60%+ of the time. How does that affect your position and the defense getting better here moving forward?
That's kind of like what it was last year. You know, every year I've been in the league, you know, I mean, your nickel package is huge. It's, you know, third downs, it's when you get off the field, you know. So, that's just year in and year out. It's always been that.
I don't know how much you look at draft grades or reviews of the draft in various media or whatever, but the critique was that the pass rush was not addressed. What would you say to those who say that this is a weakness that has not been addressed?
I'm not worried about that. You know, I know the guys in here, and I know they're putting everything they can into working their craft in the pass rush. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you know, the steps to be done to get the best that we can in that aspect of our game, you know, is being addressed and is being done.
One of the rookies, Devondre Campbell, said that you reached out to him after he got drafted. What'd you say to him?
I just kind of sent him a text. I mean, oh, I'm sorry. My alarm. Just, you know, just getting in touch with him because, like I said, I want this to be a good group, this linebacker, you know. I mean, with the exception of Spoon was gone a year, but I'm kind of the guy that's been in there every single year. So, I mean, these guys coming in, they're going to be a part of it. I just kind of, you know, just reached out to them, you know, congratulated them, told them to enjoy it because getting drafted is a big deal. You know, there's a lot of people that don't. And, I mean, he's got an awesome opportunity. I'm excited for everybody and the undrafted guys coming in too. So, it's a big deal. And he should enjoy it and be proud, and all of them should. And I know they're going to come ready to work.
Say to those undrafted guys who'll be in here tomorrow night, you know, that was you were in that same spot a couple of years back.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is just don't hold anything back in special teams. As an undrafted guy, special teams is your avenue to making the team, and that's just the truth of it. And, you know, just selling out and everything you can when you come in, You know, I was there where I got called by the wrong name for the first 2-3 weeks. Where Zeke, I got called Zeke Mata. They called me Zeke a couple of times. So, but you know, all that's irrelevant. It's just what you do when the helmet's on and you're on the field.
Heard coach say that Brooks Reed is trimmed down. How's he looking? I know he was hurt a lot last year. Mm-hmm. How's he looking? How's he feeling?
Oh yeah, he looks good. And you know, me and Brooks are kind of tight. So, you know, I joke around with him a lot. Yeah, you know, he's slimmed down. He looks fast, and I think he's actually having an off season this year. And I think that's going to go a long way for him, because I mean, there's no denying, you know, him coming off the line and his ability to play football. You know, it's there. He's a ball player. So, I mean, I'm excited for him that, you know, he's going to get a real off season to get his game right. And, I mean, you know, I expect a lot of him.
And, you know, the players know when they're not all the way, the body's not right and stuff. How's his mindset now, knowing that he's healthy and looking better?
Oh, you can feel it. I mean, he's in there. He's training. He's training hard. And that's awesome to see, because, you know, he's a guy that'll sell out for his teammates. So to see that is real, you know, is good.